In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're continuing in our message for this week, which is Eligible to Serve Christ, from our pastoral series. Right now, I'd like to stop, honey, and if you would pray, we would greatly appreciate that.
Gracious Father, we are grateful. We, like Paul said, you counted us worthy, and it had to be your decision, because there was nothing in our background that would qualify us to be eligible to serve Christ except for your love and knowing your plan for our lives. And so today we do just submit ourselves to you, and we want you to know that we're grateful that you have put us in the position that we're in to serve you. We are eligible because of your love. We are eligible because of your faithfulness. We are eligible because of his obedience, and we thank you for it. We pray for our president and our vice president. We thank you for all of the men and women that you have allowed to be placed in office, and righteousness is seated. And while righteousness is seated, Lord, we're believing to see your divine will being done right here in the earth, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's go back over there to Timothy. Men and women, this whole chapter starting at the second part of this chapter, starting at verse 8, right down to the conclusion, is talking about the men and women and their responsibility in the church. You agree with that? That's what it's talking about. Okay. Verses 11 and 12. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer, Paul says, not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Well, now we think we know what those verses mean, but I personally sat there this afternoon and I looked up just about every one of those words. The word learn there means, first of all, in any way or to understand. To understand. She was supposed to be there to gain understanding. And it says, do it in silence, which meant stillness, ceasing from the busyness or the bustle and language, in subjection. Well, what does the word subjection mean? Does subjection there say to who or to what? Does it say to anybody? Because there are people who will immediately say, you know, a woman is subjected to a man, or in subjection to a man, so she's supposed to learn in subjection. She's supposed to learn. No, that word there, subjection, means, since it's not referring to her husband, her father, her brother, her son, or any other person indicated there, it's saying that she is to learn without the hustle and bustle and distractions around that many women had. Didn't say who she was supposed to learn it from or learn it with, but she was supposed to learn in submission to what? To what she was learning, not to a person. If God was talking about a person, wouldn't he have inserted a person in there? So when you come here tonight to learn, you're not coming learning to be in subjection to us. You're learning to be in subjection to what you're learning. That's the purpose of learning, to get understanding of the Word of God so that you can be in subjection to it. You can't be in subjection to something you don't understand. Is it using those words or not? The rules for the men are to do as verse 8 said. They're to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands or clean hands without wrath or doubting or without anger and discussion. It says that they're to pray. They're to supplicate and worship, to lift up holy, hallowed, pious, sacred, merciful hands, hands that are right in the sight of God. And in verse 9, it comes right behind what the man is supposed to do and says, and in like manner, the same way, or with similar spirits, the women are to also pray, worship, supplicate, lifting up the same kind of hands, properly attired, suitably in apparel, appropriately dressed, becoming or befitting a godly woman. In other words, I can come down here, and if I were to take this jacket off now and just sit here in my camisole, which is a blouse, really. It's technically a blouse. It's not just a slip. This is actually a blouse, but it's a blouse that I bought to wear under my jacket, not to go out in the street and not to wear to church. So I can come down here and lift up my hands, be as holy as they want to be. But if I'm not in modest apparel, I'm going to cause a distraction where somebody is concerned. Okay? You're seeing what God is saying here. So he says, in the same way, ladies, come on in, lift up your hands like the men are doing in worship and praise, but make sure you are properly attired. Properly attired meaning to, you know, be presentable at, before Almighty God. So let's move on, because I've got a lot here to share with you. Okay. Lifting up the same kind of hands, properly attired, suitably appareled in appropriate dress, becoming or befitting a godly woman or a female laying claim to piety, one fearing and reverencing God, one devoted to God, along with the ornament of good works. In other words, don't let it be your rings, your earrings, your bracelets. Let it be the ornament of your good works. Verse 11, the rule for the women was for her to acquire understanding, free of distractions and the hustle and bustle of her normal life, and be in subjection to what she is learning, to be subordinate to what she was gaining the understanding of, which was the Word of God. This is the thing that we're supposed to be in subjection to. We're coming to learn to gain understanding. That's what it's all about. The word learning there, if you look it up in the concordance, it means to gain understanding. Well, you gain understanding of this because without gaining the understanding of it, you can't be in subjection to something that you don't understand. Does that make any sense to you at all? Okay. All right. Let's move on. And in verse 12, he says, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. I looked all of those words up, and Paul is saying, I do not allow or turn over or give leave, liberty, or license, let or permit a female worker to act of her own, to become dominant, or to usurp authority over the man, but she is to be still so the man can take the original place that God gave him. That is not eliminating her from doing the work of the Lord. Too many women, too many scriptures talk about women laboring together with Paul in the work of the Lord, okay? Because if you go to the next verse, after you acknowledge the fact that the woman, instead of moving forward to take a position first, if she'll just lay back to let the man take the position because he was created first. God intended for him to be the leader. He intended for that man to be out front. The woman was to be supportive of him. That does not make her lesser. I said that just makes them complete. I said it makes them complete. And so she stands back, waits for him to take his place. That's why the very next verse said, for Adam was the first formed and then Eve. So that all goes there together, okay? This is what the Holy Spirit gave me. Since this is the case, okay? Well, let me go another way. If this is not the case where women have a right to do certain things in the scriptures, would be violating other scriptures. Some women are called to soul winning. Some are called to edify Christians. This implies teaching and unfolding of the Word of God, because you can't win souls and you can't edify others in the body of Christ if you are not unfolding the scriptures. That's why we come to get the understanding. So when we leave from where we got the understanding, we can go out there among the people and cause them to get saved. Also, women were expected to do that in addition to the men. This implies in teaching and unfolding the word, a woman is never to dominate a man or disrespect him as the first of God's creation. Women who do that are totally out of place. They're out of order. The problem has been, well, I'll go with Eve first. Eve got us all in trouble because she took the lead. I said she took the lead. But Adam was in worse trouble because not only did he follow her lead, he did not correct the situation when he could have or should have. He had been given the dominion and authority. He was supposed to take the lead. If she took the lead in that situation, he was supposed to correct it because he was standing right there. So that's why the scripture says exactly what it said, that Adam was first formed and then Eve, but Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. He wasn't deceived. He saw exactly what happened to her. When the moment she bit into that fruit, spiritual darkness lodged in her. And because he was still pure, he could see that darkness. Are you listening to me, ladies? He could see that something happened to her. But when he began to compare her, even with the something that happened to her, with giraffes and monkeys and donkeys and all these other things that God had created that he was going to get left with, he decided to follow after her. Well, that's been going on for centuries now. They still follow you in darkness just as long as I don't have to be without you, as long as I don't have to live with a monkey and a giraffe and a lion and, you know, those kind of things. So Adam knew exactly what he was doing. He was not deceived. He saw spiritual darkness lodge in that woman, and he decided to go after her anyway, wherein he should have taken authority over the situation, corrected it right then and there, and then we wouldn't be in a predicament.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.